This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
Oh, no, no! Go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Oh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Hey, welcome back to the Red Boy Podcast. We are back. 10 days being absent of podcasting.
It's been 10 days. We did a cast here. It's been 10 days.
August 1st. Today's the 9th, so it's been 8 days, I guess.
Matt math,
yes. So, yes, we are back. Welcome to the lunchtime podcast for the Red Boy Podcast. We decided we can't stay up late enough to podcast at night. Early in the morning, I have to go to work. So, lunchtime, Maggie went down for a nap. Luke's at the sitter. Good podcasting time, don't you think?
I think it's great. And now the telephone rings.
Let the phone ring. We'll let it go. You know what? That's why they invented voicemail. Thank you, Amy. See, and you say this, her complaint is that I had the ringer set for 25 seconds. That I would have had ample time. I still have ample time. I could probably still catch it.
You corrected it. The last time when you changed it.
I added 5 seconds to it.
Yeah, because the last time you went, it went... Yeah. And then it was it. It just went one time. It just did the little thing one time, and it was all over. And, you know, you're looking for the phone, and you're running around.
You got a baby.
At the time, it was just the four-year-old who was yelling, going, "The phone's ringing! The phone's ringing!"
Rapunzel! Yes, so we are back. We've been back. We talked about that on the last show. But what motivated me, you may ask, Amy, to come home on my lunch break.
What did motivate you to come home and podcast?
Well,
you haven't even had lunch.
No, I haven't had lunch. I'll probably take lunch back with me. I was busy at work, so I was checking out our podcast site, and we had a comment from an anonymous person.
They didn't like us?
Well, no. They just found us, and they liked us, but then we're not around.
Where are we?
Well, really, you know what? Most people would only assume it's only been about 6 days since we podcast last, because Matt screwed up the feed. I did the feed for the last show, but I point it to the old last show's MP3. So consequently, I'm going through the hit reports. I'm like, why do we... I know we're not popular. We don't have 1,000,000 listeners. We're not an...
And I'm really not used to not being popular because I've always been popular.
But we're moderately popular in the sub-podcast culture.
Now that we've got CNBC doing podcasting, it's all over for us.
So I was a little sad. I'm like, okay, only 6 people? I'm like, wow, we really trailed off. We've gone like
in a big way.
Well, we go from 200 to 6. I'm like, all right, something's got to be. There's got to be a technical snafu. Surely we don't suck that bad. And luckily, I don't think we do because people are asking where we're at. I fixed the feed. It appears to be working. So life is good once again with the podcasting feed.
Good.
Except then I found this new little podcast, Room 208.
Oh, it's so cute.
It is good. It's third and fourth graders. I'll put it on the show notes. Or you can just Google Room 208 podcast, and I went to one of their past shows, and they do a whole little like letters they've been sent, and they do a little sports and then news of the school,
book reports
to talk about books they've read. The one I was listening to this morning, they were doing a little play, and everybody has a little character, and it's a great podcast. But I was on their site. Yeah, third and fourth graders were featured in the New York Times. I've never been in the Pantograph.
Yeah, you have. You talked about the Purple House next door.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count. Not for podcasting.
You were like the neighbor.
I had 3 minutes on WBNQ radio.
No, we've been on there.
No, we're not talking podcast. We're on the podcast, not the baby talk. Yeah, we got like 3 hours of adoption talk and 20 minutes of podcast.
Sorry, babe.
Life's rough. So third and fourth graders podcast, Room 208 podcast. Check it out. They're in the New York Times. I'm not. So I'm being beat by... How old's a third grader? 8 or 9. Maybe they are more creative. There's more of them than there are of me. So,
and it's a school class. It's getting people, you know, they're getting excited about broadcasting, which, kids, I have to tell you, there's no dough.
Yeah.
Do podcasting for fun.
Because you'll make about as much money podcasting as you are in broadcast. We both have broadcast degrees, which... service well with
I made money in broadcasting because I was in sales.
So was I. I just sucked at sales.
Well, that's how we met, though.
Oh, what a lovely story. Two sales reps at a radio
station. True love.
One couldn't cut it, which is probably the reason we stayed together, because I couldn't sell.
The reason we stayed together is because you left and went and worked somewhere else.
Exactly, because I sucked at it and I had to leave before they fired me. Yeah. If I was them, I would
have. So what else are we going to talk about besides that kind of stuff?
that kind of stuff.
We don't need to walk down memory lane.
No, we don't. Nobody wants to go down that lane with us. So since we've returned home, and the reason, part of the reason we haven't podcasted is we've had, besides the faucet problem, which we heard last time, and this dishwasher problem, which we heard last time.
Yeah.
Now we've had about every contract.
Well, we're getting electrician is coming tomorrow
to rewire some of the attic.
You're going to have to fill me in on things that I need to know what they're going to be doing and if I'm going to have nap time available and those types of things.
Yeah, you might want to, I don't know.
I might have to call your mom and go out and live it out there.
Somewhere else, because they will be working directly above her room.
Yeah.
We're having some wiring replaced in the attic. Woohoo, very exciting. But and a ceiling fan put in. Basically things that I'm afraid I would burn down the freaking house if I did myself.
Well, you put a ceiling fan in. It's just that the wiring is bad and you cannot, and we will not let you do that.
I'm not going to start cutting into wiring. And
you can do wires when they're this type of wires.
Computer cord, stereos. Not 20 amp wiring.
You can put, yeah, exactly.
Whatever
what I could
the
do
amp
that, so.
I'm not much into amperage and voltage. I just know 220 off the furnace.
Or 221.
Hurts. 220, 221 overtakes. 220 off the furnace hurts like hell.
Yeah, it does. But it was a little bit more like a girl.
Yeah.
And that wasn't me screaming either,
long,
people.
Long story, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we could take it. We could do a, we, you know what, we could do a Matt Tool Time show.
It was, yeah.
Because we
was,
have, we could have to, we've got a lot of good stories on that.
I was telling my friends at work about the bookcase that I made. I was, I'm a crap for woodworking, and I spent all afternoon making this bookcase. I knew it wasn't perfect, but I was proud because I made it. I had it painted. I put it up there. Amy walks upstairs and goes, "That looks like crap. Throw it out."
Well, you know, has any, for those of you who have Playhouse Disney or the Disney Channel,
oh, great.
There's a cartoon called Stanley, and in everything in Stanley's world is very
crooked.
Well, that's what this looked like.
It did. Look like Stanley's bookcase.
It did, and my dad is a very good woodworker. I mean, yeah. He is like.
So I job out on my woodworking now.
So it's like, no, that's not going anywhere in my house. So.
So
I made him go buy a couple shelves and hang him up, and then he could pre-made shelves. I don't really think this is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Okay, so anyway, the electrician's coming tomorrow.
Yes.
But, you know, when you're home, you realize parts of your home are broken that you didn't know were broken or never.
No, or you need to get things fixed.
Yeah. So we're getting the electrician.
And we've been waiting a long time because we saved a lot of money up for our adoption, Maggie. And the nice thing is
you get a lot of it back.
We get money. We'll be getting some of that money back, so we're able to.
So why not spend it?
No, we're going to now do the home improvements that we've been waiting to do for over a year.
Yeah, so our house is what, almost 80 years old, I guess?
Oh, I think it's older than that. I think it was 77 when we moved in, and we've lived here almost 5 years. So almost 6 years.
Almost 83?
Yeah.
83 years old. So it has a brick foundation, and I always call it the dungeon. And the one thing I always wanted in a house was a basement that I could do something with. Well, this house definitely does not fit the bill currently. Because we do have some minor water issues and yada yada. So
no, it's minor. It's one of those where it's called a
slow seepage.
Yeah, you know when you're looking at a glass of water,
it's sweating.
It's sweating. That's kind of like what our basement is. It needs a little antiperspirant.
Well, as our good friend Tom told us, we're basically floating in water.
Yeah, so we're going to be getting that fixed.
So they're going to dig a nice big trench in the basement. And
yeah, so we're renting a little storage container.
I was going to do one of the pods, portable on-demand storage. Yeah, the pods people were okay.
Kind of nickel and dime you, though.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, this, then it's this for this, and... And
if
then,
you're
going to
have it sit on gravel, it's going to be $40 more.
Yeah, because it's a gravel driveway, not paved.
Why?
I don't know. It's a frigging steel container. So I called
up. I guess they don't want the bottom scratched?
Who knows? I found a local guy in town that we have to get two smaller ones, but I think it'll work.
That'd be fun.
He doesn't give a rip. So, and actually a cheaper delivery. So.
All right. And we're going local because we like to buy local.
Buy local. Support. I'm sure the pod.
Support the local community.
So if anybody's, the nice thing is once it's done in the basement, we'll be able to drywall the
walls. Matt is going to have.
I'll have a podcast studio.
He's going to have his little office, and we'll be able, instead of going up to the attic like Mr. X, we'll be going down to the dungeon.
Which is probably why Mr. X doesn't podcast in the summer, because it's probably 3,000 degrees. But then I can have a little refrigerator down there. I can have my podcast
gear.
The plans
that are being made right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I have to,
but it will be nice. It'll be much cleaner. We're actually going to be able to have a real toy room for the kids.
Carpeted toy room, drywall.
Yes. It's going to be great.
Yes.
It's we're going to have some more livable area.
Because it currently does look like you could. There's a body down there.
Well,
somewhere.
That was the joke. Don't go down there because you might find the dead body.
You might. I don't know. When we clean out that basement, we might find.
But anyways, so what else are we going to talk about?
Well, let's see.
Since we're doing an impromptu that you came home and just started hooking up here.
No, I have notes. That's the thing is I always have.
Well, what happened this morning that was so exciting?
I don't know. Oh, the space shuttle landed. I don't know. I'm thinking kids, sorry.
The space shuttle. It was so exciting. I got up and
I had to call NASCAR Janet.
I had on the the TV in the kitchen, and I was feeding the babies, and Luke was in there. We're watching it because I couldn't get the stupid big TV for some reason, the screen to come on. So we're in the kitchen.
I can't see what I'm hearing.
So we're in the kitchen watching it. It was quite exciting.
Well, you know what? We decided to work.
And we clapped. Luke and I clapped it was safe. Well, yay, it's down.
Well, we decided to work. We want to fly NASA Air because about 40 minutes out, space shuttle landed. 8:12 Eastern, and we're Central, so 7:12. And their little clock, as soon as those wheels touch down, 7:12. I'm like, wow, guaranteed on time.
That's pretty cool.
That was kind of cool to watch. Well, somebody I was watching with goes, they need to fire this camera guy. And I'm like, the thing is going 6,000 miles an hour, and it's about 100,000 feet.
Well, and it was, if you were watching on the same channel I was watching it on, they did the heat. They actually were...
Yeah, infrared.
The infrared. That was NASA's.
But she was complaining because it was moving around. I'm like... It's a dot 100,000 miles in the sky going how many thousand miles an hour?
Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible. So that was a lot of fun.
That was cool. More exciting. So you're always in it. Like, oh, then shuttle landed. I was going to say Maggie ate something.
No.
But Maggie.
I can multitask. I am a person
of
the media.
Of the media. This is why I was not a broadcaster.
When I was in sales, I was the person who would be driving around town, and I would call in the newsroom, accident at this place, or
you and
there's
the 80-year-old lady.
There's smoke over here, and they'd be, okay, Amy, we'll get right on it. So I was constantly doing that. So.
Well, we were joking that we'd be on the radio more now that we don't work there than ever when we did work there.
So what else is going on?
I don't know. My notes always seem more exciting.
Let me read your notes.
Oh, Podcast Outlaws. Speaking of people in the news, I guess we were kind of in the news. The Podcast Outlaws received a very... I didn't print it out here because I'm totally unprepared. A mention in Newsweek.
Newsweek.
It was an online article. We don't know if it would be in print or not. They interviewed somebody. One of the Podcast Outlaw females, I believe. They talked to him for like an hour.
Wow.
And we got one little mention, one little sentence. But it said Podcast Outlaw, so we'll see if that helps us at all or not. So.
Well, that's cool.
I have to remember this time for the Podcast Outlaws remix. Neil over Borderline did a Podcast Outlaws remix.
Cool.
Kind of like... I don't know. It'll sound much better when I mix it in later. Oh, and guess what this week is in McLean County? McLean County Fair Week.
No, that was last week.
Okay, it was last week, but they don't know that. And we didn't go.
No, because...
Last week or this week.
Matt, you're anti-fair.
I'm anti...
Actually, I think the state fair starts this week.
Oh, right.
And that will be something else we will not be going to until the kids are older.
I'm not a big festival, carnival kind of guy.
Oh, you're just a baby. You know, you've been to China now. You can go to a fair. Because the big thing,
no,
and I won't go
in
into like our personal, you know, personal issues, but one of the big issues is bathrooms. I'm just going to put it there. The availability of a bathroom.
Yeah.
You made it in China, okay?
There's no carnies in China.
So?
They didn't see a carnival.
Remember they had like a big Ferris wheel?
Yeah,
I remember
the
fireworks and stuff.
Anyway, we're still next year. You're like, next year we're going, I don't think until Luke has to know about the fair, we're going to go to the fair.
No, because we can go to the little Epiphany Carnival.
Which is nice. It's quiet.
And
it's
he had
small.
Just as much fun at the Epiphany Carnival as he did at Disney World.
Yeah, I know. We started thinking, okay, multiple thousands go to
Disney
World.
He's like going, oh my gosh, look at that, the slide, oh my.
And it's about, what, $2,900 cheaper?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit.
And has a little beer tent.
Except
so
I think we probably
behind.
Will go to Disney World next year.
Next year? Man, you are really wanting to go to Disney World.
I love Disney World.
You better get a third job. Well, in probably 12 or 13 years.
Excuse me. Oh, I should have
done that. Better. There you go. Now you can cough louder. You bet. We'll install a cough button for you next time. So, yes, I have a carnival thing I don't
You don't have to go down to the carny area.
Hey, you want to knock over some pins? for a stuffed animal.
All right. Anyways, what, let me see your notes. What do you got going on?
Hold on. Oh, all right. I don't know why I wrote this down. The you've heard the podcast song. I played it last time on a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to play that for him later?
I'll probably play it again. Why not?
That was fun.
We're doing the clean edit.
Back to work. Have you talked about that?
Yeah, back to work sucks.
Actually, it's very lonely now without you.
You're what? Because you miss the extra help.
It's lonely. It's very, except I do find this time around. Now, Maggie is older, so she is more, she's more mobile, but it's an easier age. Well, she can roll.
Well, you don't have the blobby face.
So I don't have the, okay, when the baby cries, you got to run to it. Now, this is kind of when the baby cries, you're like, it's more of the baby is wanting me, and it's more of a whine.
Well, what's the difference between her and you?
Shut it. So anyway, so now, but, and she's older that I can like hoist her up, let's take her somewhere. We don't have to worry about
her,
you know, getting sick and being exposed like a new, newborn. And Luke now is mobile, and so we can head. So I find I'm much more relaxed.
We can head.
We can head out.
Gotta go. Gotta head.
And head out, and then, but now, like even at the pool yesterday, because I took Maggie and Luke to the pool by myself, which when Luke was first born, I couldn't go by myself anywhere.
Well,
I was scared.
Before we got Maggie, you still wouldn't even take him to Walmart to go grocery shop.
No, I was terrified. I could not.
I can't go by myself.
And then the one day I did venture out back in the back when Luke was a baby was like on the coldest day and it was snowing and I'm out there Christmas shopping or birthday shopping for you and I've got this little baby. But anyway, so you know now it just seems much easier and I'm more relaxed with Luke. We go to the pool. Luke's running around and we're in the baby pool. We're not in the big pool, people.
Yeah, it's like
it's not even. Yeah, it's like maybe a foot and a half deep at the deepest part. And so he's out there running around and going, I mean, I can kind of see him. I'm like, okay, where's he at? Well, I can't see him. That's okay. There's three lifeguards around here. I'm sure we're going to be.
Pre-Maggie, you were like, where's he go?
Yeah.
Where's the boy? Where's
I was like freaking out constantly.
And I was like, I think he's over that way somewhere.
And then but he does check in. Like when we were gone, he was like, Mommy! And he was trying to steal somebody's little red cup yesterday. He goes, it's our red cup. The red cup we lost. I go, no, that's somebody else's red cup. That's not ours.
We lost a cup?
No, we didn't. We have a set of Luke's cups, which I'm sure as we dig through this home of ours, we would find the red cup.
Maybe it's in the basement with a dead body.
It could be. Maybe they're using it for water down there.
What all we got? Speaking, going back to the basement.
But anyways, I'm much more relaxed, I feel, this time. Do you think I am?
As relaxed as Amy gets.
We went and ordered Maggie's birthday cake.
Yeehaw. Why do you...
Sorry.
Sandwich. That's why I give you headphones, so you can hear when you don't hear yourself.
I don't hear myself anymore.
Because you're not using the microphone.
I guess what we should do is maybe put like a little chain, like I could get one of those that like, you put on for glasses and hang around you, but I just hook it here to the microphone so that if I get too far over,
I'm
it would
get you
pull
like
me
a
back.
Headset mic, so it just... stays in front of your head, so no matter where you go,
I'd be like Madonna.
Well, we get you a wireless one. You can just,
ooh,
like,
that'd be great.
Around.
I could wander around
because you always have this ADD thing with podcasts. You need a snack, right? I go do this. Are we done yet?
I'm not eating now.
I mean, the listeners are already.
I already had some snacks.
The people listening already are asking, "Are we done yet?" We don't need you saying, "Are we done yet?"
So we got a big party this weekend.
Oh, we have a big birthday party.
Big birthday party.
Party, party, party.
Yeah, except we're scaling down this time around. Last
one.
Well,
she's only one.
Yeah, but remember when Luke was one? Oh. We had everybody, and I mean, we invited
friends and your parents and
everybody to this first birthday party for Luke. Every friend that we knew, like who had babies,
yeah, we did. We did a little invitation.
Our house was full. Yeah, this time around, we've cut back. It's Maggie, our immediate family with Luke and your mom and dad and Auntie Darlene and the godparents.
Yep.
And my parents would be, they are invited, but they both have to work that day, so we already did gifts with them last weekend.
But even though you might not be invited, please feel free to send gifts.
Oh, sure.
I prefer Best Buy gift certificates. Speaking of gifts, Isaac from the Blue Dog Banter podcast, who's supposed to be coming over to help me figure out how to do this crap all on a Mac, they were on vacation, which is why I didn't get their addresses.
Macintosh? Why? We don't have a...
What, two? I got one right here and one right there. Because you can do cool... All the cool podcasters use Mac.
Oh.
But that's not the point of my story.
Oh, okay. So
we can go back to that if you desire. No, but they I sent
talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst I'm pointing to nobody. I give you a topic. Talk amongst yourselves. Anyway, I need to get his address to send him something because he was part of the group that made our little podcast, ChinaCast.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
And they finally got back, and he says he has something for Maggie to send us. The funny thing is, we're doing all these emails to get each other's address when we know we each live about, they live up here about, you go up here to where it lies, like a block and a half up the street, and go to the right. We think it's that yard you stumbled through off the trail.
Yeah, when I had blisters.
Yeah. So they're like two blocks away. We're like, why even waste the time with stamps?
It's supposed to be hot today.
I heard this morning on the radio it's going to be a high of 92 here in lovely Bloomington, Normal.
Okay, I won't be going outside today, though.
Yeah.
I hate the heat. And I have kind of a little bit of a sunburn from yesterday.
And you're like, did I get color? I'm like, hello?
I don't think I'm not that bad.
Well, you don't get lobster red like I do, but it was definitely sun.
Yeah, so
you could tell you needed
to
rotate.
I have to stay out of the sun today.
You gotta turn. Gotta turn.
I know.
Well, Maggie won't care if she doesn't go to the pool. Luke would.
No. I'm not going to the pool with Maggie.
Yes.
Not without the boy.
What time is it? I don't even know what time I left
work. You probably need to go back to work.
No. There's no bosses there today.
No bosses?
No bosses. All the
really
bosses.
I shouldn't say that. They might listen.
The only one that probably listens would be Kelly. So, really, I'm actually doing this from work. That's even worse. No.
You're not doing this from work.
I brought you in, all my gear. Yeah.
Come on in. We're on the third floor.
Yes, podcasting
so,
about work. Is
so, you
now.
Get back to work, and so what's the first thing you do when you walk in the door from work last night? Hey, there's a happy hour Wednesday night for a guy who's not been in town for da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
you're the homemaker.
I can't wait when I go back to work. I'll be like, all right, everybody, Friday night we're going out because Fridays is the day that you have the kids when I'm back to work.
Well, except I have a shop meeting.
Oh, so you can't.
On Wednesday, so unless we do it early and then I go to the shop meeting.
Oh, so basically Wednesday I'll see you at like
6:30. We don't do lunch. We don't do dinner.
Oh, don't
go
dinner in the summer.
In the winter times at the shop meetings, we go down to a local pizza parlor and have pizza and beer. Optive word being beer. But we don't do that in the summertime, so I would be home at a normal time.
Oh, okay.
And I can't ditch again. I ditched last month.
You had a good excuse.
What was I doing? Packing or doing something? Oh, wait, I wasn't here. I was in the country. So I missed two. I missed one before that. I wasn't in the country for
You
that
had
one.
A really good... You were a little bit preoccupied in China.
I could have Skyped in. I could have called in over Skype.
You could have.
Because, like, I don't know if I said that. We put $10 on our Skype out account when we left for China. And when we came home, we still had, what, $4.80.
It was over five. It was like 5:03.
Oh, yeah. So we had like nine. We're under 10.
So we need to find people out there that we can call.
Because it expires in January.
It's hysterical.
But I talked yesterday at work, and I may be going to the podcast conference out in Ontario, California, November 11th and 12th, at the sunny Marriott Inn or Marriott.
11th and 12th. Okay.
Yes, after Luke's birthday. Luke's birthday is the 6th, so I will. They may be sending me. I may be going with another friend of ours. So I know other podcast outlawees, who are going. Aaron from The Big Show. I must have missed one of his shows, because supposedly Len said he's having a contest. Whoever says his show name the most times in his
show. The Big Show, 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 The Big Show,
The Big Show, Big Show, Big Show, Big Show, Big Show, Big Show.
So, okay.
Not in Queen's Creek, in Queen Creek.
Yeah, in Queen Creek. The Big Show, The Big Show, The Big Show, Big Show, Big Show, Big Show.
Are you reading any more of my...
No, not really. Let me look at your little poster.
Oh, I know why I wrote one thing down.
Find a new song.
I need to find a song. Well, I want to... Lots of people feature a song every time, and I just... You know what? I barely have time to get the podcast done. Let alone find a song.
I don't know. I don't know what you got here. You know what? I think...
Oh, my new phone.
Audio something at the bottom .com.
We did find out I went a total of 4 months with the BlackBerry.
Yeah, you're done with BlackBerry.
Yeah, back to a regular phone, which I am liking. That thing was just so big, and I don't really need all that. I'm not just that important, I guess.
You really aren't that important.
I am not.
I mean, that's the big thing. You're getting irritated because your junk mail is beeping you.
Yeah, I guess I could filter some of it.
Well,
but
I'm
yeah,
sure
most
you
of
could.
My email. And then the one day when the Podcast Outlaws decided to use email as a chat board, and I got about 20 emails just going off and off. I'm like, oh, my God. So
yeah.
And at $45 a month, it was... Something that could
for you, it wasn't really worth it.
No, so I'm back down to a nice little phone. I'm really liking this.
So, what did you buy your daughter for her birthday?
I thought you did that. I haven't bought her crap.
No, I've already got everything.
See, you're a mommy. That's a mommy. I even have something for Luke for her birthday.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you wouldn't let me just give it to him, so I bought him. He loves to take pictures, and he's got a couple, like, old...
Yeah, you are
old,
the worst. I mean...
So it's just a little kid's digital camera. It's basically just like a 640
device.
Let's
see, he's 4.5 at two.
Five.
At 2.5, he had a laptop.
And he was only 2.5, yeah.
Yeah.
And he has an iPod.
And
he doesn't use it that
well,
much, but it's more mine, but...
He has that little, whatever, the iPod, what is it?
The Shuffle.
The Shuffle.
I call that his.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah... I let him use the old video camera.
Yeah, it's,
his, but
it's a little bit over the top.
Well, Maggie, you probably need an iPod here.
I'm thinking no. I think what we need to do... Oh, someone's trying to call me again. That's so much fun.
That phone never rings. Nothing happens around here until we start podcasting.
People love me.
People love you.
Well, and I don't really want to talk to him.
I doubt it's anything too important. It's really important my phone ring.
Oh, I'm sure it's work now.
Why would work... My work or your work?
My work.
It's really distracting. I need to change... Luke picked the ring out. I don't know if you could hear it on the mic.
Yeah, how do you change that?
What is that? Lone Ranger? At least it doesn't do that. I don't know.
It'd be better if it just did the whole thing.
It'd be nice if I just went to...
Isn't that the William Tell Overture?
Oh, the Lone Ranger song?
Yeah.
I think it might be.
I think it is.
I don't know. I'm not big on my William Tell music. I'm sorry. Not up on it. Not up on my early 1800s music. I'm probably not in that many 1700s.
You are a goober. Anyways.
So what else is on my notes here?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm being held hostage again by the podcaster of the family. Come on, we're going to podcast.
Because you need to start podcast notes. Remember? No, you know the problem is... You're not drinking in the middle of the day. Absolute
the
Amy has no wine.
Absolute Amy is pretty much... I mean, if you've noticed, the consumption has gone down drastically.
Because you're tired enough as is without adding wine to the mix.
Yeah, the one day I had wine... Well, we were at your mom and dad's. Like, oh, would you like a glass of wine? I'm like, no. I'll go to sleep.
You fall asleep.
I have a glass of wine. I'm not going to... I will be out of control.
Maybe we should do a date night and we'll have...
A date night?
We'll give...
Who are we going to leave them with?
We'll have somebody
come here
and
watch our kids wait and have a couple cocktails.
No, we'll have my parents come take them like to McDonald's or something. We can podcast, have a couple cocktails, and there we go. Nice.
Do you love my incredible ring that I'm wearing?
It is incredible.
So cool. And the incredible mask.
He loves that. You know what? And he spent... You know, that's a good point. He spent all his money on toys and crap for kids.
And he gets a paper mask, going paper incredible mask.
And it's his favorite thing.
And he's like wearing it around. He's like, where's my incredible stuff?
Stuff. It's a mask.
Well, he's got no.
Now he's
a
little confused, though, about what to be for Halloween.
And now look, he's got from my mom, she gave him a little incredible pencil set with a little coloring book so he can color.
And he doesn't know if he wants to be.
Oh, he was back to Static Shock again.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I got to figure that out.
But then he wants, or Spider-Man with muscles.
Yeah.
Or. Did you want to be an Incredible?
No, it's pretty much between Static.
Well, because his favorite store is Party City.
Except, this morning, because I'm flipping through the TV to get to Fox News.
The little TV, because you couldn't see the picture on the
beamer. Exactly. I found Spider-Man is back on at 6:30 in the morning.
On what channel? Is it the 29?
On ABC
Jetix?
Family.
It's back on Jetix?
Yeah, so we might have to check their little... program guide and see if
TiVo,
it's on.
TiVo, baby, TiVo.
Well, yeah, but that's when I TiVo Denise.
Well, Denise is just going to have to eat it.
No, I don't think so.
TiVo can... We got a shitty... Oh, excuse me, PG Pop. We have a crappy TiVo.
Can you believe that? Can you listen to that and go, blap?
Actually, I tried to put a tone in one time and it just got all...
Blap.
No, but I'm sure people enjoy hearing that. Okay, well, you know what? 30 minutes is enough rambling and I do have to get back to work at some point.
Okay.
I'll go back to work and do all my post-production.
I gotta go down and flip laundry.
More laundry?
I tell you what.
You love a laundry machine, don't you?
Laundry, laundry, laundry.
Laundry, laundry, laundry on Wednesday. Oh, no, tell you what, Tuesday?
It's Tuesday. I'm trying to... You got to do it like every day now.
You needed to do it every day before. You just didn't.
I would spend... Sunday was laundry day, and it was like a quest all day. There'd be laundry everywhere.
Well, you couldn't leave because you got to keep up with the turnover cycles. Otherwise, it doesn't get done.
It's true.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting, though, podcasting once the basement project starts. We'll have to do it before and after. I can't wait to have a podcast. Like all the cool podcasters. in the basement.
It'd be really nice to not have this junk in my dining room.
This is high quality podcast rigs. Actually, this is rigged up podcasting rigs.
Yeah. And just a little thing before we get started here. Hopefully this is recording.
Yeah, because that little commercial I tried to record last night didn't record.
Oh, but we kept having to figure out if this was on and you just had the volume down.
Yeah, I'm like, why does it sound like crap? Why is it getting all scratchy? Yeah, the volume was turned down.
So.
I'm not a smart man, Jenny.
Okay, well.
Okay, well, Amy. Here, I can put the music over this part. So, Amy, how do they get in touch with us?
They go to www.podcast.com.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sure that is a site for somebody, but not for us. So let's say they want to get in touch with our website.
I think it's redboypodcast.com.
All right. All right, you pass that test. What's your email address?
I have no clue.
You know, we do this quiz every single time, and you never get any better at passing.
I need to take notes.
Amy@redboypodcast.com. You can email me, redboy@redboypodcast.com. Leave us a comment on the website, which, as Amy pointed out, is not podcast.com, but it's redboypodcast.com. Can't remember crap.com. What else? We got a voicemail line.
Give me my website.
Well, Aaron's really good.
My website could be, you know, and you take that thing over there, that other thing, and you put those two things together, and that thingy will be created.
I'm going to make that your email address. Can't remember crap at redboypodcast.com. I should do that. Anyway.
That would be funny.
Well, like Aaron's, what's he called?
I hate your show.
I have no fans as Jenny, so.
I actually kind of like that. I can't remember crap.
I might have to change
that. Would be funny if you could get that.
I can do that. And subscribe. Yeah, whatever. We have a voicemail line if anybody gives a rip. 888. What is the number? See, now I don't remember the number. I haven't done it so long.
I know, our home phone number.
Oh, 206-888-GEEK. I'm a new podcaster. This is show 30. This is show 30, and I still can't remember this.
This is show 30?
It is show 30.
Oh, it's the same age as me.
Yeah, 7 years ago. Welcome to the past. We're podcasting from 1992. No,
1998. Oh, my gosh.
All right. We're going to... I'm forgetting something.
Goodbye.
Skype us, Red Boy.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I'm done. Bye.
Okay.
Absolutely, Amy's out.
Red Boy, we're out.
5,281 podcasts. Podcast Alley. Podcastpromos.com. Podshow. Podfinder Podcast. iTunes. Where are your listeners going to find your podcast? In all the clutter, get noticed. Now stand out. My name is Adam Raymer, and I own Madtown Aces Audio Productions. We want to produce your podcast promo. Many big-name podcasters have solicited promos for play on their shows. What's more likely to get played?
This is Billy Bob. Listen to my podcast.
Or this. Podcasting to the world. It's Johnny Sonic. The Digital Experience Podcast. Podcasting from the Red Boy World Headquarters. Typical PC user. Help for the rest of us. Even if you want to use your own voice, we can make you sound more like you. Contact me personally now for your free consultation on the web at madtownaces.com or by email madtownaces@gmail.com. Madtown Aces Audio Productions, providing quality audio imaging solutions for the podcast community since the dawn of podcasting. Madtown Aces Productions. Podcasts like you mean it.